Next item on the agenda is Adam J. Sterling Oyster Planting Ground Application 2018-160. Mr. Badger, good morning.
Good morning.
Proceed, sir.
Adam Sterling is requesting authorization to lease 10 acres of oyster planting ground in Rebels Island Creek. This is in Lower Accomack County on the seaside of the Eastern Shore. The project is protested by an adjacent highland leaseholder. A little overview of the Eastern Shore, county line, Exmoor, and the project is located right in this area here, just north of the county line. Closer view showing Rebels Island. Barrier Island. It's about a mile from the inlet and about 4.5 miles from Quimby. Just a photo, 2007 photo. Channel coming out of Quimby, which is where the majority of the activity starts from. Comes out, wiggles right through here, comes on out, and then out to the inlet. Quimby has quite a bit of aquaculture, clam aquaculture going on. There's a lot of it in this general area here. And there's some down through here and across through here. And this is Rebels Island itself. It's quite interesting to see the boats when they come in loaded. Quite impressive with all the activity and nick clams that are coming in. This is a little closer view. The depths in this area, on this area, is a plus 1 foot above mean low. And the deepest parts is about 10 feet at mean low water in the channel itself. The bottom is mostly mud and sand mix. It's firmer on the western side than it is on the eastern side. And there is oyster rocks all along the shoreline here. And most, if not all, of the rocks are intertidal and on Rebels Island, the simple property. As you can see, that the area that's above low water has quite a few clam nets on it here. The green is Mr. Sterling's application. We received this application in December of last year. It is bounded on the north by J.C. Walker Brothers, east by mean low water, wherever that happens to be, south by Walker Brothers and Walker Brothers, and vacant bottom on the west. In Mr. Sterling's lease use plan, he intends to use the lease for traditional shelling of the bottom, or cultivate existing shellfish resources. Mr. Sterling has 8 applications on the seaside of Accomack for a total of a little less than 400 acres, and 2 of his 8 applications are protested. The other application that's protested is on the other side of Rebels Island and is protested again by J.C. Walker Brothers, but that's not here in front of you today. This is an aerial that I took back in 2016 at approximate low tide. You can see this big peninsula or spit exposed at low tide and attached to Rebels Island. This is Rebels Island. This is a mudflat that is owned by the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's not fee simple property, and it is under lease by J.C. Walker Brothers. And that is not a barge. That's just a reflection. Another aerial from 2017, again, showing the clam beds that are there on the fee simple property. This is just my rendition of where the leases are, Walker Brothers and Walker Brothers down here. In response to a public interest review, we did receive a protest back in January of this year from J.C. Walker Brothers. They believe a large portion of Mr. Sterling's application is above low water on the Nature Conservancy's property, highland property of Rebels Island. The workers lease from the Conservancy the intertidal area around Rebels Island. They also have concerns with navigational access to their fee simple clam beds and request the commission not lease within 100 feet of mean low water along Rebels Island Creek. Basically, they need access or would like to have access to their beds from this area here. They would come down and come in here. If we leased anything in this area, it may impact their navigation. Just a ground shot. This is Rebels Island Creek. You're looking kind of to the southeast. And you can see this peninsula is obviously intertidal. It's not quite at low water. If you look closely, you can see some of our stakes that mark what we were comfortable leasing just beyond the low water mark. We always try to give the benefit of the doubt to the highland property owner when we were staking oyster ground. And the channel itself, you can see other stakes. It's just beyond that. It's 15 to 20 feet. The distance between low water and the edge of the channel. Next photo will be on this other side looking over here. Again, not quite at low tide. Low water is generally out here. That's the Rebels Island Creek over there. And our summary and recommendation, I'll leave this up and maybe go through it in a little bit. There are two sections of the code that address the Commonwealth's ownership and the private ownership of property. Under 28.2-1200, all the beds in the bay of the bays, rivers, creeks, and the shores of the sea within the jurisdiction of the Commonwealth shall remain the property of the Commonwealth. And also pursuant to 28.2-1202 of the code, the rights and privileges of owners of riparian land shall extend to the mean low watermark, but no farther. We have been to this site on three different occasions to establish mean low water and also to an area just beyond mean low water that we would feel comfortable leasing. We did find an intertidal peninsula, which was right through here, that was within the request of the lease, and is part of Rebels Island owned by the Nature Conservancy. The commission may only lease state-owned lands and cannot therefore lease the fee simple intertidal peninsula or any other similar areas. We did find a 15 to 20 foot wide subtidal area between mean low water and the drop off to Rebels Island Creek that could support shellfish. This, however, could block navigational access to J.C. Walker Brothers riparian clam beds and that they lease from the Nature Conservancy. So what we did, we found an area through here about 15 to 20 feet that is suitable for leasing or growing shellfish, but it would impact access to J.C. Walker Brothers clam beds in this area here. We also found a small area inside the peninsula, east of the peninsula, that is channel water mean low. The bottom is a soft mud, and access to this area would be across either TNC property or J.C. Walker Brothers' leased oyster ground. Leasing this area could create access issues between the leaseholders and destroy existing clam beds. When we were out here trying to really determine low water on this other side, we couldn't even get back here. It was so muddy, we couldn't walk it. And we tried to come in around this way, and we were scared that we would run across someone's nets and destroy their nets. So access back into this little 1.5-acre area would be very difficult. Therefore, based on the above concerns, staff cannot support leasing either the 20-foot-wide strip west of the Fee Simple Peninsula or the small cove area east of the peninsula. Staff therefore recommends denial of the application. I believe the applicant and the protestants are here, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Questions of Mr. Badger? Mr. Tanker.
I have one question. You know, in the past, Mr. Badger, didn't y'all, for riparian landowners, grant almost a fudge zone that you used to assign a number to that you wouldn't even bother to put in as far as a lease of state bottom might go?
We put a fudge factor in when it comes to determining mean low water, yes.
Right.
We would normally give a 1 to 2 inches.
I think that's a tolerance.
Yes.
Tolerance.
Yes, that's it. Thank you, sir. It's not give, I guess you're right, because it's still owned by us, wherever mean low water happens to be. But since we're not doing a 19-year study of mean low water, the best we can come up with is to determine where we're comfortable leasing.
Right. But that, excuse me, a follow-up question.
Yes, sir.
That tolerance was somewhere in, I mean, you would come off of mean low water.
Oh, yeah, we would be land, excuse me, we would be channelward of mean low water.
That's by a certain amount off
the top. It varies. It depends on the slope of the shoreline. Two tenths can make, in some places on the seaside, acres of elevational change.
Mr. Ballard?
I believe I've heard a reference to at some point some sort of statute regulation or relating to coves and a certain minimum width between two pieces of land and not leasing that area.
There's a memorandum that Mac Rogers had done probably in the 80s, and it goes off of a code section that addressed if you had property that was, if you had a peninsula or a cove area, I guess is really what it was, a cove area that at the mouth was less than 300 feet wide at low tide, we would not lease inside that. We didn't give up ownership, but we wouldn't lease inside of it. And that's if the ownership is by one individual or one group. And in this case, that would be the case also for the small area. And but that's policy in this
right.
particular case. Because really what the actual law states that you've got to have a King's Grant survey, basically, to do that.
Okay.
But by policy, Mac Rogers, and we've been we're holding to that. We have been.
Further questions? Just so I understand the diagram. The blue, the lighter blue, the aqua blue, yep, that's the desired lease, correct?
That's correct.
Please tell me again what those red lines, what those, what is the, what are they?
That's the mean low watermark on the west side of the peninsula and the mean low watermark on the east side of the peninsula, the clam, the intertidal clam area. And it would continue on down here some way.
And what's contained between those two lines?
Right here?
Yeah.
Clam beds.
So the lease that's applied for circumnavigates the clam beds, goes in behind the clam beds, and then goes along the shoreline?
It would. When Mr. Sterling applied for it, I don't know if he realized, and I don't think we did when we took the application, where low water was through here. So he was applying to low water wherever that happened to be.
Okay. Further questions? Mr. Tankard?
So what you're saying is Mr. Sterling really didn't have an understanding of this area? I mean, it seems like to me that the photographs you show clearly indicate that this is part of Rebels Island. Why would he want a lease that's on private bottom?
Well, if the application itself, which is in your packet, it says to mean low water, wherever that happens to be.
Right.
So we were not going to lease above it. I think the question was... was this below low water? And at the time, we didn't know when the application was taken. So often, it's not until you get out in the field. Now, could Mr. Sterling have gone out there and taken a look and gotten a better understanding? Maybe so. You can ask him. He's here.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Badger. Applicant present, represented?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Come forward, please. Raise your right hand. You swear to the testimony that you give be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth shall be God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Can you state your name for the record, please?
Adam Sterling.
Yes, sir. Can you explain to us why you want the lease and some of the questions that have been proposed?
I applied for what I obviously didn't do the mapping. The BMRC did the mapping. I applied for what was I was allowed to apply for, and then this is the what come of it.
Okay. I guess the question would be, had you known that the map looks like this with the small amount of available ground, if it's even available ground, would you have applied for the lease?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
My application states to mean low water. That's all I'm asking for. Wherever that may be, I don't have a plat map for this particular lease, nor have I been able to obtain one to find where that is.
Okay. Further questions? Mr. Ballard?
What are you planning on using the lease for?
Just a conventional oyster shell and reshell. Harvest what is there, just building rocks. Maybe at a later date add some floating cages if that would be able, you know, to navigate through there. Mr. Badger stated it's 10 feet at low water. That's plenty of water for anybody to get through.
And you have 8 other leases that you've applied for?
Yes, that's correct.
Is that correct?
I was thinking it was more like 12, but...
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about your plans in general and what you're trying to do, whether you're engaged in the industry currently or trying to get into it?
I was originally a seafood wholesaler. Then I obtained a license and started doing wild oysters, the diploids, not the triploids. And that's my plan to stay with the wild side of it.
And have you been out to this area?
I have since then.
Okay. But not when you originally applied for it.
When I originally applied for it, I went out there and there was no stakes, maybe one or two here and there. But since the protest is coming in, it's pretty well staked off with the protesting is claiming. But again, I have no flat map to go off of.
And do you see where this would be a very unconventional lease? And of my knowledge of the leasing system, we have very few leases that are that small in channels like that around nature preserves. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm asking, you know, why would this be a good area for the state to lease?
So this is unconventional area, is what you're stating, but yet there is an operation going on as we speak?
With the smaller sections, okay, of lease bottom, tiny little triangles.
I don't know the area off the top of my head, but, I mean, some places as small as 10 feet are very prosperous, and some places that are 100 feet have little to no life.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else here in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Morning, sir.
Good morning.
State your name, please.
Brian Plumley here for J.C. Walker Brothers, and Mr. Tom Walker is here to speak as well.
Thank you. I'll pull up these photos.
Mr. Plumley, just for the record, you're a member of the Virginia State Bar, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And I'm counsel for J.C. Walker Brothers on this opposition.
Thank you.
I just have two or three photographs I think are helpful, and I'll make a brief statement, and Mr. Walker can come up and also make a statement. Can I do that?
Is that you? Figure out what.
Is that my driveway?
I don't know. Is that right here?
I think that might be it.
That's about,
yep.
It. There you go. Maybe.
Something's going to happen. And I'm not going to go over these photographs too much, but they may be helpful. I know this is sideways and it's got everybody's head cocked the wrong way. Anyway, let me state just for the record, my name is Brian Plumley. I'm speaking in opposition to the oyster lease application 2018-160 for Adam Sterling, which encroaches on working tidal flats across the grounds of the Nature Conservancy, which have been leased to my client, J.C. Walker Brothers, for 40 years in some parts. Also, the request violates 28.2-629, which gives the TNC rights at least to the middle ground. It sounds like the policy of the agency is to give the entire cove that's proposed as well. This application doesn't further the interests of the Commonwealth to work productive grounds. It advances this applicant's attempt to put a chokehold across operating grounds. And I have here, and I can hand it up, and I know it will become the evidence of the VMRC, but this is a letter dated January 4th from Mr. Sterling saying that he's telling J.C. Walker Brothers and any employee, affiliate, or acting representative to refrain from activity upon this proposed lease ground that he has made right here. So he is already telling this operation to stop. And if you're not aware of what's going on out here, I think I want to give you a little bit of an inkling of the operation, because it's pretty impressive what's happening. These are shifting tidal flats, and they're difficult to reach at times and work, and they're difficult to survey. I went to these grounds, and it's pretty clear when you observe these grounds that this applicant is just making an effort to threaten the operations out there. It's not necessary to work these grounds for wild oysters. What you have here, no one ever contemplated an application for the adjacent waters around the TNC and what they've leased to J.C. Walker Brothers. Supporting that ground right there is a 33,000 square facility that's inland, where there are a hatchery, there are nurseries growing these clams, and 300 to 500 million clams are being planted in oyster by a company that's been in operation for 130 years in the Commonwealth, considered one of the oldest, if not the oldest, seafood companies. And simply because this gentleman has found a gap in this GPS map, he's made an application. He just said he hadn't really analyzed what was going on out there. But he doesn't stop from threatening this company that's employed many people in this state for a long time, many decades, from just cutting it out. And I don't think anyone ever contemplated that would ever be done over all this time, over all the years that this company has been producing clams, millions of clams for the Commonwealth to be sold by this company. Now, I'm not going to go on and on about it, because Tom can certainly talk about his operation far better than I. But standing out there, you immediately grasp there is no way to have a productive oystering operation in the vicinity of these clam beds without walking through these clam beds, without threatening these clam beds. And there is no way for him to continue the clam operation, for J.C. Walker Brothers to continue this clam operation under threat that they're going to lose access.
Can you do me a favor, enter that into the record? Counsel has indicated to me that if you're demonstrating that as an instrument, that we probably should go ahead and enter it into the record.
And we're talking about the letter?
Correct.
Yes. If I can hand that up.
Thanks. Well, and in the interim, and while I'm looking sideways.
I know. I don't know how to turn the thing.
No, that's fine. Are we talking about, Hank, Mr. Badger, are we talking about the area that's available between those nets and that shoreline?
Both sides.
Right here is the one little 15-foot width he's talking about, and then in this cove. And we've already talked about the policy of this agency not taking this cove. The riparian owner is the Nature Conservancy. Well, the prior owner of this island was the Walker family. They sold it to the Nature Conservancy, or donated it, however it was done, however many years ago in the 50s and 60s. This cove is owned by the Conservancy. This property is leased. This is fee simple property leased to J.C. Walker Brothers directly from the Nature Conservancy. And this proposed lease that you see that's come before you today, it appears to the world just to be the little blue area on this GPS. It doesn't give you this history. You have to go out here by water and take a look at it and walk through the mud and see how difficult it is to get out here and drag these nets and to do all this work and to pull 400 million clams out of this area. So we support, clearly we support the recommendations that Hank has made, and we appreciate everyone's time, but felt it was at least important to come up and explain the intricacies of this operation and all that's involved in the employment and the work that's going on out here. So when somebody just simply puts in a lease application without much behind it and begins to send letters demanding that no one sets foot upon that proposed lease area, That creates a ripple in a company like this with a lot of importance to this state. So I'll leave that and let Mr. Walker come up now and make his point as well. Thank you very much.
Council has a question for you, Mr. Plumlee.
Those are the black things.
So those are the clam beds.
They're the nets. Each section one is an individual segmented net, the clams contained therein.
So they're held down in place while that water passes over.
All right, and that's what your client is running right there?
That's correct. And so you know this is a King's Grant, okay, going back, that was given to the Nature Conservancy, this whole area, all right? And Walker Brothers has this ground out here, has this ground in front that's leased directly from the Commonwealth. And so, in essence, below Mean Lone Water, yes, the state has technically leasable grounds, but it's within the authority of this commission and its duty to make sure that the grounds that it's leasing do not interfere with ongoing operations. And that's what would happen if this lease were to be granted. And frankly, we'd ask that it be taken off the GPS as available leasable ground, because certainly this could happen again. Point in fact, my client applied for lease grounds around this area and was previously told it couldn't have it because of this cove, this law about not being able to lease to the center line of a cove. It's 28.2696, I believe, is the code section. But that was a rejection that happened years ago, and I won't plot everyone through all of that detail, which would take way too long to explain in an intelligent manner. But this is an inappropriate request, and we'd ask that we follow the recommendations of the staff. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, sir. Morning, still. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give today be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You state your name for the record, please.
Thomas Walker.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, commission members, Commissioner Bowman. My name's Tom Walker again. I'm here today with my CEO for J.C. Walker Brothers, Ann Gallivan. Jill Berry is here for the Nature Conservancy. And how do we move these pictures around?
Mr. Badger?
I need just those land-based pictures.
Mine or?
No, ours.
There
we have four pictures on here.
There you go.
Just turn that. Okay, keep going. No, keep going. Right there. I got it. J.C. Walker Brothers has been producing aquaculture clams for approximately 35 years. As Mr. Pumley stated, we're currently operating on around 35,000 square feet of covered facility, which includes clam hatchery, clam nursery facilities, packaging facilities, but not including storage or office space or such as that. Employment. We have about 30 full-time employees. We have six cooperative ventures, which entails about another 25 jobs. And I'm currently selling about a dozen independent companies a year, maybe half of which were the primary supplier received for those operations. As Mitchell Pumley stated, our annual production for seed clams going into field nurseries, it's approximately 300 million clams a year. Let's see now. A little clarification on this. First, we support staff recommendation. Mr. Badger and his staff have done a very accurate assessment of the situation at Rebels Island. The photograph, again, that we're looking at to the western side, you can see this is dated August 31st, approximately 3:30 p.m. The Wachaprig station that day turned in a minus 3.7 inches below mean low water. Mr. Sterling's application coming up against low tide, against that flat, if we're not granted a wharfage from the state of Virginia to access this tidal flat, it would really be an extreme hardship for our company. This particular area is currently holding around 11,000 linear feet of net. This is a time flow volume operation. Clams were planted in August, September. They're removed from this area in April. This is reducing my net exposure in the field by over 90%. To harbor these clams in a specific area at a higher density for the first winter, they're in production. So they're planted in September and August. They're removed in March and April, and each plot you see is going to split about 12 to 1 on linear footage. This whole process of wintering clams for the Virginia clam industry was done by two separate companies, and this is where it was done 20 years ago. This is not a VIMS program. This is a private industry program. Without this, I don't operate. I really support Mr. Sterling's application in deep water adjacent to this flat. If he wants to do traditional oysters, I'm in total support of it. But we need that 100-foot access way to get in and out to do all the maintenance on this flat. J.C. Walker Brothers, in the history of the company since I've been involved, and I presume prior to my involvement, we've never protested a lease. I don't really protest this one in any way, shape, or form as long as we're guaranteed wharfage. Unfortunately, I think this commission is going to continue to deal with this issue as you move forward with other applications. I think that's all I've got.
Any questions of Mr. Walker by members of the commission? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Walker. Thank you.
One more comment.
Yes, sir.
I would respectfully ask that Mr. Sterling's letter not be put into the record. The industry needs young people coming in. I support his application in the right area. I support his applications going forward if they're inappropriate. I think he made a mistake to write the letter, and I do not think it should go in the record and maybe cause him hardship in the future. So if that could be removed, as owner of J.C. Walker Brothers, I would request that it be done.
I understand your comment. That's very gallant upon you. Your request is overruled. Thank you. Mr. Sterling, anyone else in support of this application wishes to be heard? Mr. Sterling, you have 3 minutes to rebut or respond or no comments? Okay. Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
Staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedrin. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention. Thank you. Thank you very much.